We haven't recorded yet. Just hold up 1 second. 1 second. The baby was born 50 years ago, according to what they say of the Mandalorian. The timeline when the Mandalorian takes place is 6 years after Return of the Jedi. So the baby has been around for at least 44 years prior to Yoda dying. So they were alive at the same time.
I sort of point one thing out, okay? Famous What's last that? Words. Famous last words. We're not recording yet.
Oh, Phoenix!
Hey, yo.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
It's Patrick O'Dowd.
You straight punk bitch!
I mean, you're just gonna replace me.
Shut up!
Brandon Morales,
the biggest slut in the Western Hemisphere!
Why do I have to have a buzzer?
And Greg DeMarco.
You are now and will forever be an asshole.
Because it's my Why? Show.
And I love you, Greg.
You guys know how to party.
You're welcome.
All systems appear to be go this week on The Greg DeMarco Show with none other than myself, Greg DeMarco, at ChairShotGreg on the Twitter and on all of your forms of social media like Facebook and Instagram and other apps that no longer exist on my phone. However, I do still check them. So if you said something, I might see it. This is The Greg DeMarco Show, of course. You can hear this Greg DeMarco Show as part of the ChairShot Radio Network, which you can hear exclusively at
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
You can also use your head and head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick up your very own ChairShot t-shirt. We got all kinds of designs. We got all kinds of styles, including the logo shirt, like I'm wearing right there for you guys to see. And of course, the style of my logo shirt is soft style. Why? Because that's the only style you should buy. And we do that in such a way that, that we do for you. We don't make money off soft style shirts, but we want you to have soft style shirts because we want you to be comfortable just like we are comfortable. Now, I don't do this show by myself. I've got two amazing individuals that I do the show with. And the first one happens to be the wrestling realist, Patrick O'Dowd.
F-A-B-U-L-O-U-S, yes, diamonds on my neck, yes, I'm fabulous, they keep hating on me, I don't stress, what?
Hey, yo.
There he is, Patrick O'Dowd.
That was a little Scott Hall action.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Hey, yo.
It was also in the beginning of the show. During the
I
open.
Know. Okay, I'm feeling special.
Yeah, time.
Scott Hall tribute. Throw
this is my yard now.
Throw a toothpick at the screen so that it looks like it hits me in the face. Yeah.
You sold it, too. That was amazing.
I did. I'm not one to no sell.
I was going to say, you just proved you're better than 95% of the AEW roster. Great job, Patrick O'Dowd.
Oh,
we
man.
Are all Look proud you. Of you.
Yeah. Shot fired at AEW.
Shots fired. You want a war?
By the way.
Got a war.
Hey, yo.
Hashtag 500 still sitting about 50
you
shy.
Know what? About that. I want to talk about that. Oh, so you're sitting at the 450, correct?
The 450, yes.
Yes, the 450. Let's
one of the more popular moves in wrestling.
Let's bring in partner number three here. By the way, Patrick O'Dowd, also, since last week's show, will forever not be heard because it was just Miranda's internet plus a bad middle recording, plus a cell phone app that didn't record the redo on Wednesday. Just lots of bad things. Patrick O'Dowd last week was the Carmella to my R-Truth. Now, the reason why I say that is because I want to bring in another member of our crew. She is the hashtag Queen of Soft Style. She is the ring announcer to the stars. She is not on Twitter because she doesn't need Twitter. She is the Twitterless heroine. But you can find her on Instagram at the hashtag Miranda.
Viva la raza! I got that passion.
Hey, yo.
That is, of course, Miranda Morales. And Miranda, I mentioned, you know, the Instagram. Miranda is at 126 Instagram followers. At least when I checked a little while ago today, because I actually had to go on to my computer, log on Instagram, and check that. So, here's what I want to know. Who gets to 500 first?
Probably Miranda.
Wow. I have to post a lot more to get to 500.
Nah, you never know. Yeah, you got to post more. You got to post more, and Patrick's got to post last, and one of you will get to 500 people on Twitter and Instagram.
I stirred up some shit yesterday.
And what did that do to your follower count?
It didn't do anything, but it did get a lot of people commenting on my opinions regarding Tony Khan. So there was that.
Ah, yes, good old Tony Khan. That's let me save that for later. So we're gonna see who gets. It's still the Patrick 500, but it's also the hashtag race to 500. Oh. It's a race. Ooh, I'm gonna get the soundbite from that movie, the Rat Race movie, where the guy's going, "It's a race." I'm gonna get it for next week.
Oh, of course you will. Great.
It's going to be outstanding. But since I don't have it yet. Sorry, Miranda, you were going to say something.
No, I was just going to say.
Come on.
He is drunk with power tonight.
Yeah.
It's too easy.
Gosh.
I had too much fun during the cell phone edition of the show that I decided to be cell phone edition of the show, Greg, for this show.
I don't know if that's good for the show, man.
Hashtag DeMarco unhindered. Is what I am this week. Not gender unhindered, DeMarco unhindered.
DeMarco.
Yeah.
It's in the vault. It will never be heard because it doesn't exist.
It was so bad.
It was hard. Look, last week was rough. We tried twice to record, and the second time had nothing to do with my shoddy internet. So cut that shit out. Okay.
Can we talk about the first time?
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, the first time.
Is that on you?
I mean, but hold on. Was it really my internet? Because it sounded like from what you were saying, you had problems like downloading the file or something with it, right?
The middle recording, because, you know, there were three different parts because we kept restarting because of your internet. The middle recording was bad as well. But it doesn't, like, even if it wasn't bad, it just was not going to be a good show overall in that method. And NWA's got a pay-per-view coming up. We can revisit that topic. Ring of Honor's got a pay-per-view coming up. We can revisit that topic. We've redone the Mount Rushmore topic, which we're going to talk about here this week. We'll get it in. We'll get our shit in. We'll get our shit in. That's just how.
That's what she said.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
So anyway,
so hard.
She did try. I don't have like an "aw, you tried." Oh, but I have this one.
Aw, pudding.
There you go. Very good. So anyway, we digress. I do want to. So at the end of the last week's show, I did end with something that didn't make air, and so now we're going to start with it because it seems like this show's going to make air. I don't want to jinx Miranda's internet connection, but it seems like this week's show is going to make air. So last week I did end the show talking about my now famous social media post and were was quite revealing about some things that were going on and ended the show by sharing some love with Patrick O'Dowd and Miranda Morales. So I'm going to open this week's show with that same information and make sure people get to hear it. So I talked to Patrick and Miranda before I made that Facebook post. And We're real, actual people, actual human beings with actual lives, actual stuff that goes on. And had a great conversation with Patrick. And so in front of all the world, I want everyone to know, Patrick O'Dowd, I love you.
And I love you too, man.
You need tissue?
No, I'm good.
No, Miranda's making little faces, though. I also had a conversation with Miranda before making that post. It's one that will never be forgotten. And to quote Miranda, the Twitterless heroine herself, I love you, man.
I love you, man. I really do. I'm happy and proud to be your friend.
And on that note, it's your turn.
It's time for another edition of Baron Corbin Sucks.
Just like it's in your best interest to go and buy a soft style t-shirt for thechairshot.com, prowrestlingtees.com, Baron Corbin Sucks.
That'll do it for this week's edition of Baron Corbin Sucks.
You started talking, and I was like, how long is she going to talk during the Baron Corbin Sucks segment? You might have to buzzer her.
I gotta put in the plugs where I can, Greg. Makes sense. You know that.
I appreciate it.
But I gotta say, Miranda, you and I both really got to work on this Baron Corbin Sucks thing. Our delivery is not the strongest. Neither one of us. Like I can't even pretend like I'm somehow better at it, because I'm not.
Okay. Let's just do it.
It's time for another edition of Baron Corbin Sucks.
Baron Corbin Sucks.
That'll do it for this week's edition of Baron Corbin Sucks.
Okay, now, we're going to do one more time. And we're going to do all three of us. Same time.
Really?
Same time.
Are you going to count us down?
This is the Baron Corbin. No, you can. You do a great job on it. You got better fingernails than we do. And we will. Shut up. And we and we'll do the entire world will hear the first. The Trios Champions of Pro Wrestling Podcasting will do Baron Corbin Sucks.
It's time for another edition of Baron Corbin.
No, wait, are we going on three? Like one, two, three, say it? Or is it one, two, and then three? Like, is it one, two, Baron Corbin Sucks?
One, two, three.
And then Baron Corbin Sucks.
Baron Corbin Sucks. Yes. Got
it. It's time for another edition of Baron Corbin Sucks.
Are we just saying Baron Corbin Sucks? Nothing else, right? Okay, just saying Baron Corbin Sucks. Okay, just checking.
This is your thing. Like,
you're feeding into this too much, Miranda.
Of Baron Corbin Sucks.
Baron Corbin Sucks.
Baron Corbin Sucks.
That'll do it for the season of Baron Corbin Sucks. All right.
Champions of what, man, at this point? Trios champions?
Not doing that.
He did that on purpose.
I did nothing. You did nothing. You didn't say anything.
Exactly. You did nothing.
You did nothing.
We waited for the count off. Where was the count off? I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's because your internet's crappy and your fingers are blurry. I can't tell.
Oh, my God.
That sound means it's time for the first ever, at least officially the first ever, wrestling game show here on The Greg DeMarco Show. You see, some nominations came out. We talked about this last week as well. And then, of course, that's sitting in the vault. So other shows on the chair that have talked about it. But if you go to @TheWrestleHub over on the Twitter, you can find the Wrestling Podcast Award nominations. And we, along with several other shows from thechairshot.com, were nominated. Pod is War with Christopher Platt, Andrew Belaz, and PC Tunney were nominated for Best Trio, along with the Badlands Podcast, which was also nominated for Best Trio. We had the Hashtag Miranda Show, which was nominated for Best Newcomer, or Best Newcomer Show, I don't know. Best Newcomer, basically.
Newcomer it's a new of the show. Year.
Newcomer, whatever.
Yeah.
Newcomer of the Year. She was nominated for it. Go pick it.
Yep.
She's got some conspiracy theories about where she fell on the list, but that's okay. And then the brand, the Chair Shot overall, was nominated for Best Brand. And this show, for some crazy reason, was nominated for Best Comedy Show of the Year. Best Comedy Show. Granted, given, I think maybe it's, if there was two comedy categories, we would have fallen under Best Accidental Comedy Show, probably, given what we just did with the Baron Corbin Sucks segment. But I do think, yeah, Best Comedy. So remember when John Cena and Kane were feuding and Kane wanted John Cena to embrace the hate? That was like a big thing that Kane wanted Cena to do. Right. So I decided to embrace the comedy. And this week, we are going to do the wrestling game show. It's going to be comedy for me. That's for sure.
Right.
Probably for the listeners. And I think you guys are going to have some fun as well. So Patrick and Miranda are your contestants. They're going to take turns picking a category, and whoever picks the category will have the first crack at the question. If they get the answer right, they will get 2 points. If they get the answer wrong, the other contestant will get a chance to receive 1 point for the right answer. Kind of like a steal, right? If you're correct, you maintain control of the board, get to pick the next question, get to go first. If Patrick is wrong on his turn and Miranda gets to go, if Miranda is just like, I don't know the answer to the question, she can forego her steal and just maintain control of the board and pick next and not try. If she answers and gets it wrong, then control of the board would rest with Patrick. So basically, if both people are wrong, whoever picked the last question just keeps on picking and maintains control of the board. So I will help you, and I'll probably change the rules along the way anyway, because it's my show.
I was going to say, there's a lot going on.
That's what I did. It's right. Really not.
Greg says I'm wrong, I'm just going to be like, okay. When Greg says I'm right, I'm going to be okay. When he awards you 50 points for no reason, I'll be okay. When he awards himself 7,000 points,
he declares himself okay.
I mean, at this point,
he's the Vince McMahon of this show.
There's no point in doing it now that you revealed all of my tricks. So
this is my yard now.
I'm the guy on Jeopardy who will be at like negative 7,000 at the end of the second round.
There's no negative points in this. There's no negative points. So don't worry about that. But basically, you remind me. I forgot that Brina used to be on the show with us. And whenever I list female co-hosts, I always forget to list Brina, even though she did it for like a year. And then we used to do pay-per-view predictions, and I always gave her points and made you wrong.
Yeah, you gave her extra
points. You had this like habit of missing shows back then, and so we would pick for you, and you'd pick like, you know,
isn't a habit. Like
Dana Brooke,
work,
you'd
man.
Pick like Dana Brooke to win the Men's Royal Rumble because you weren't here. And, yeah,
right,
it was
right.
Great. It was outstanding.
The
odds were always stacked against me.
We'd come up with bonus ways to give Brina the win in a match, like if the bell rings, it counts for Brina, like stuff like that. It was great. So we are going to do the wrestling game show. And just to kind of clue everybody in, if the answer is wrong, if the answer is right, really simple, right? Game show stuff.
Ooh.
And you like
is
that?
Is this another, like... This is really just another avenue for you to have more buttons.
I created the app that does the sound bites. I literally created a whole folder just called Game Show, just to make it easy for me.
All the buttons.
That is correct. Point for Miranda. Not really. That wasn't a question. Yes. But
of course,
so,
it's a point for Miranda. Of course, it's a point for Miranda.
Not a point for Miranda. So here are the categories, right? This is, you know, Jeopardy has five categories. We have five categories. This is not Wrestling Jeopardy because that's owned by Viacom. But here are your five categories. Category number one, the Attitude Era. Three questions regarding the Attitude Era. I'm going to message these to you guys as I'm saying them. Category number two, Minnesota Wrestling. It's not going to be as hard as you think.
Okay.
Category number three, WrestleMania 26. WrestleMania 26. Category number four, you may have heard of this, award-nominated podcast, The Greg DeMarco Show. Category number five, WWE NXT. So those are your five categories here on the Wrestling Game Show. Dude, don't even. Don't even with the FU. It's going to be fine. I promise you.
You know what? My weaknesses.
If you're, because you weren't at WrestleMania 26 live. You're right. Praying on your weaknesses.
That's true. You were there, and I lived in the state, and I wasn't even there.
I don't remember.
I'm keeping these sounds for the future.
Do we have to answer in the form of a question?
Yes. Yes, I would prefer you answer in the form of a question. You will not be penalized if you don't, just because this really isn't Jeopardy. But you got to answer in the form of a question, please. So I have scientifically determined who's going to go first. That would be Miranda. So Miranda, you will pick a category.
Science.
That's right. Science, bitches. There's science, bitches. There's also wild card, bitches.
Wild card, bitches! Yeah!
All right, Miranda, pick a category.
Okay. I'm going to go with Attitude Era for 100.
Don't worry about the amounts because everything is worth the same amount.
Or than what? For whatever. Hold on. There's five questions.
There's five questions, but I'm just going to go in order. It's okay.
Oh.
All right. We'll so
Attitude Era.
The answer is
for 100.
And so Miranda gets to go first. You get like 3 seconds to answer. If it's right, you get the points. If it's wrong, it goes to Patrick. Attitude Era. Loose cannon who pulled a gun on Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Who is Brian Pillman?
All right, Miranda. The best way to get points on this show is to be right and not lose control of the board. You maintain control of the board. Question number two.
Let's stay with Attitude Era.
Okay. Character who debuted during the first ever Hell in a Cell match between Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker.
Who is Kane?
Man, Patrick, you're getting crushed, man. You're getting crushed. Yep,
you know, there's no buzzing in, so.
No, there's not. Very good. So, let me guess. You're going to stick with the same category?
Yeah. Third time's a charm.
We'll see. Let's see here. Former UFC star who refereed the WrestleMania 13 match between Steve Austin and Bret Hart before becoming a WWE superstar himself.
Who is Ken Shamrock?
Man. And you guys are worried these are going to be hard. All right, you get to pick again.
I'm going to switch things up. I'm going to go with WWE NXT.
Hang on, let me mark off the ones you have already. Okay, WWE NXT. Made his WWE NXT debut at TakeOver Brooklyn 3. Baby.
Ooh. Look on Patrick's face. Who is Adam Cole?
That's four in a row. It's a streak now. She's the Undertaker.
Right, she's the Undertaker.
All right, Taker. Who's next? What's next?
I'm gonna jump around a little bit. I'm actually very interested in this category. Let's go with Minnesota Wrestling.
Minnesota Wrestling. Considered many to be the greatest of all time, ruled the Carolinas, but was born in Minnesota.
Who is Ric Flair?
Make sure I give you your points. That's 10 points so far for Miranda. Next question.
It's a great game. I like playing it.
I know. You're good at it.
All right.
Check I'm going to go, we'll jump around to The Greg DeMarco Show.
Ooh, okay. Here we go. Yes. This is going to be a tough one for Miranda.
I know.
Patrick might be able to steal. Although we've talked about this. The original name of The Greg DeMarco Show.
Ooh.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
3 seconds. Two.
I don't know.
One. Patrick O'Dowd, you get the opportunity to steal. If you could remember a show you were on,
the original name
of the Greg DeMarco Show.
God, I'm actually just going to take control of the board because I've slept since then, and I know it had to do with 411 Mania, but I can't remember what it was. You can get mad. It's fine.
It doesn't count because you get mentioned. Sure. The original name of the Greg DeMarco Show was The Greg DeMarco Show. We've talked about this so many times.
That show was so bad.
It was a working title. We never renamed it. We've told this story before. I should make it wrong just because you didn't know it, but I'm not going to. All right, Patrick, you have control of the board, and I am wondering who you even are.
Yeah, sure you are. Let's go back to Minnesota wrestling just for funsies.
Okay. This ravishing Robbinsdale native's last name is actually spelled phonetically, which is fine because he wasn't really all that mean anyway.
Who is Rick Rude?
Very good. Patrick, you have control of the board.
I used some like adjectives and all that. By the way, you studied like Jeopardy.
These are
questions.
Really good.
Like I'm impressed, man. We haven't touched WrestleMania 26 yet. Let's go to WrestleMania 26. Okay. We'll surely disappoint you again.
I don't think you will. At least not the first question. Forced to retire as a result of losing the main event at WrestleMania 26.
Who is Shawn Michaels?
All right, Patrick, you maintain control of the board.
I was still so happy with him until he went to Saudi Arabia and ended that retirement.
Big money.
Right.
That's a different game show.
I want to go back to Minnesota wrestling just because I love that state. Let's keep doing it.
Perfect high school best friend of the non-rude wrestler mentioned two questions ago.
So, got to get this one right because I spelled his name wrong. Who is Kurt Hennig?
You also pronounce his name wrong, so that's good.
What? I didn't pronounce it in there.
Oh, I thought you did. Okay, you're right.
No, I'm a little stuffed up. I'm a little under the weather, man.
So score check. It is now 6 for Patrick, 10 for Miranda, but Patrick has control of the board.
Let's stick with Minnesota wrestling.
You're gonna love this one.
I'm seeing the category out now at this point.
Yeah, you are. Before developing the NWO and beating WWE Raw in the ratings for 83 weeks straight, he convinced Vern Gagne to sell Ninja Star Wars on AWA television.
Who is Eric Bischoff?
I really hope people are enjoying this. I think these are fun questions for people to listen to. So, Patrick, you have control of the board.
I hope we learned something.
If I've done my math right, we've got one more Minnesota wrestling question.
We do. We do have one more Minnesota wrestling question.
Let's finish the category.
He achieved a 106-5 wrestling record at the University of Minnesota, better than his much talked about WWE win percentage.
Shit.
3 seconds.
I don't know that one.
All right, Miranda, opportunity for you to steal.
Is that Brock Lesnar?
That would be the Beast Incarnate himself, Brock Lesnar.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman, and I serve as the advocate for the reigning, defending, undisputed, universal champion, Brock Lesnar!
Your current score is 11 for Miranda, 8 for Patrick, and Miranda has control of the board.
Let's continue with the Attitude Era.
Hang on, let me cross off this one. Okay, Attitude Era. There's two questions left in the Attitude Era. Mick Foley's second persona to appear in WWF during the Attitude Era.
Second persona.
3 seconds.
That would be
two.
Cactus.
One.
Jack. Oh.
Patrick?
Who is Dude Love?
Yes.
Would you have guessed Dude Love if you had this question first?
Me?
Yeah. Because I knew that was a tough one.
Yeah. Jack shows up third because Dude Love, I guess, pulled out of a match.
I forgot.
Because no, Jack talked about it a lot. Jack was somebody Vince didn't want to bring in. Like, right. It took him a while.
Well, Foley was somebody Vince didn't want to bring in. But all right, Patrick O'Dowd, you went, make sure you get your points. Give you a point. So yeah, you're
picked. Let's wrap up the Attitude Era.
Cult favorite rap group who joined the Oddities.
Oh, who are the Insane Clown Posse?
Very good. And with that, Patrick has tied the game. It is now 11 for Patrick, 11 for Miranda. We still have plenty of questions left. So, Patrick O'Dowd, you have control of the board.
Let's go back to WrestleMania.
We have four questions in the remaining three categories of WrestleMania 26, The Greg DeMarco Show, and WWE NXT. Sorry.
All right, WrestleMania 26.
Lost the WWE Championship at WrestleMania 26.
Oh, shit.
3 seconds. Two. One.
The Miz?
You said the Miz wasn't the right answer anyway. So
right now,
Miranda, you can pick or you can maintain control of the board.
Ooh. I'm just gonna maintain control of the board because I don't remember.
The answer was Batista. Batista tapped out to John Cena. To lose the WWE Championship at WrestleMania 26. Miranda, you get to pick the next category.
Let's stick with WrestleMania 26.
Okay. I love this question. I can't even read it without answering or without laughing. Lobster-headed individual who lost to the game at WrestleMania 26.
I'm going to say Sheamus.
We used to have a lobster head soundbite. I don't have that one.
We did.
Have to get it back. Miranda, you have the lead and control of the board.
I'm going to stick with WrestleMania 26.
This is a tough one. I'm not going to lie. Makeshift tag team who retained the Unified Tag Team Championship at WrestleMania 26.
Oh, jeez.
3 seconds.
I only know one of them.
All right, Patrick. You get to play.
Was that Jericho Show?
That was Show Miz.
That was Show Miz. Everybody knows the Big Show was in a makeshift tag team. Like, it's always a makeshift tag team.
Because Chris Jericho defended against Edge on that card. So, yes, which is obviously not one of the. Which is not the remaining question. So. However, there is one question left in WrestleMania 26, four in Greg DeMarco Show and four in WWE NXT. And because Patrick got the question wrong last, Miranda still maintains control of the board.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. WrestleMania 26.
Won the pre-show battle royal at WrestleMania 26.
Jesus.
It was not Jesus. Sorry. Patrick.
I'm just going to take control of the board. I don't remember that.
That would be Yoshi Tatsu won the pre-show battle royal. I think Yoshi, you were in line buying a t-shirt when that match actually took place.
No, it was a hat. I bought a hat. Damn it. Okay. I did not buy a shirt.
Sorry.
I'm just saying. I remember that. I clearly didn't remember anything else for the goddamn show. But I remember Shawn Michaels winning the main event. Let's see how little I remember from the Greg DeMarco Show, Greg.
Okay. This is going to be really funny. I'm going to make up a rule. No one can pass on this question. Both have to attempt it if not correct.
Okay.
The year that Greg graduated from Virginia Tech.
The year that Greg graduated from Virginia Tech.
Yes.
Was that 2000?
No. Miranda's like, I'm trying to find Greg's resume.
Hey, what is it?
I just revealed too much. Miranda, year that Greg graduated from Virginia Tech.
Let me think.
3 seconds.
99.
Two. That is correct.
Wait a second. Did she actually get to look that shit up? Because you said no phones.
I don't know. I can't. I'm just saying, from like, I don't from the video feed.
A tablet, like
from, oh, the tablet.
A tablet.
Oh man!
Oh
not
my
a
goodness! So really,
it
took. Wait a minute. Let me check on something real quick. It took. Hang on. I got to count this up. 1, 2, 3. Plus, so it took 18 questions for Patrick to become a whiny little bitch during this game show.
No, you said no cheating, and Miranda clearly cheated.
Miranda, you have control of the board.
I don't really remember. I mean, cheating, I mean, what that really means.
Miranda,
I don't really know.
You have the lead, and you have control of the board in this game show that does not matter.
We'll continue with the Greg DeMarco show.
Okay. Now, if you get this wrong, if Patrick gets this wrong, we're going to have a big problem. That's all I'm going to say. Geez. If you get it wrong, I understand. If Patrick gets it wrong, I don't understand. The reason Patrick took 3 weeks off during the show's first year.
His son was born.
Very good. Very impressive.
Was that what happened?
Yes. And you got married during our first Ring of Honor show.
I know. Yes, I did. Well, it wasn't our first Ring of Honor show.
Like, that's what it was supposed to be.
You got married during the Ring of Honor show? Like, it just happened, you know,
I guess
during
the reception was probably during the Ring of Honor show. Yeah.
No, it's not like that. There's a whole story there.
All right, Miranda. You have control of the board.
Let's do WWE NXT.
Okay. Perfect 10, who is now a chairman in All Elite Wrestling.
You want
NXT name? I'll accept either name.
Okay. NXT name, Ty Dillinger. And then I forgot the chairman now. What is it? Sean? I forgot. What? It's too much.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, really nobody cares. Sean Spears or Ty Dillinger.
Sean Spears, yes.
Either answer would have been acceptable. You maintain control of the board. There are 5 questions remaining.
Let's continue with NXT.
Perfect 10, who recently signed with WWE and has yet to wrestle her first televised NXT match.
Who is Scarlett Bordeaux?
Sorry, I thought you were going to say that faster than you did. My bad.
That's okay. You knew.
There's not a whole lot of Scarlets in the world of professional wrestling, so.
Yes.
All right. Got 2 questions left in each category. You maintain control of the board. You have a 10-point lead on Patrick
Goodell. Yeah.
Now, I don't know if anybody heard that, but there are 8 questions left, and Marin has a 10-point lead.
Are we doing, like, a final Jeopardy?
If I can think of one, maybe.
Okay.
Just win the damn game. Like, you've already won the damn game. We actually both need you.
Come on.
I wanted to actually talk about what I hate these things. Like, I hate these games every time. I've never liked them.
Pudding.
Every time we've done a trivia based game, I've hated it.
I wish I had the Pot is War soundboard, because they have the In Living Color. Hated it soundbite, but I don't have it.
I totally embraced the hated it. Hate it. I hate these things. Anyway, finish the game.
Miranda, you have control of the board.
Let's continue with NXT.
WWE NXT. The first person in any WWE brand to defeat Finn Balor's demon.
Beat the demon. I don't remember.
3 seconds. 2.
Pass.
1. Patrick, you can guess or you can maintain control of the board.
I might as well get humiliated by not knowing the next question because, you know, I don't know this question either. So I'm.
That would be Samoa Joe.
Samoan John.
I don't see which. Yes, Samoan John. A Samoan named Joe. Because in WWE, there is more than one Samoan named Joe.
This is my yard now.
But you have control of the board.
So what do we got left?
We have 1 question in WWE NXT and 2 questions under Greg DeMarco's show. And Miranda has an 11-point lead.
Right. So let's go ahead and do the WWE NXT one that I'm going to get wrong so that Miranda can then answer the last two questions and we go home.
Okay. All right.
Oh, he's really booking this show real well.
WWE NXT. Not Kevin Owens, but the other KO.
Oh, Cassius Ohno. Who is Cassius Ohno?
And you said you were going to get it wrong.
Oh, you know. I didn't have the question before, so.
That's true.
I had that working out. Greg DeMarco show, because that's what we got left, right?
That is correct. Okay. Either of you would get this one. Former WWE superstar interviewed by Greg and Patrick, who has also been introduced by Miranda at Cactus League Wrestling.
Can you repeat that again?
Yeah. Former. It is a long question. It might be the longest. It's the second longest question behind your favorite Ravishing Robbinsdale native. Former WWE superstar interviewed by Greg and Patrick, who has also been introduced by Miranda at Cactus League Wrestling.
God, that's an easier question for Miranda than we've interviewed so many former WWE superstars.
We'd have 3 seconds.
I don't know, Brian Kendrick.
One. Unless did you ever introduce Brian Kendrick? And I just
no, didn't I have it. Not. I have not had okay. the pleasure. But gosh, now I don't know.
You might as well at least try.
I mean, the one that comes to mind is Chris Masters.
That would be the one.
All right. I've learned something new.
And now you maintain control of the board. You maintain. Yeah, he loved the intro and asked us to put him back on hold so that he could listen to it for longer. Yeah, he was fantastic. We should try to get him again. Miranda should almost make me answer this question just to see if I remember it. But I did write the question, I know, but I wrote it yesterday.
That doesn't make any sense.
I wrote it yesterday, and of all the questions, it's the one that has the highest percentage chance of me just not remembering the answer, because I didn't look up any of these things. Final question under the Greg DeMarco Show category is Miranda's undergraduate major.
Oh, my undergraduate major? So I get to answer this?
That's why I said you should make me answer. But I think I know it anyway. So
can I give it to Patrick?
Because I don't fucking know. What did it do? I don't know.
Just guess one.
Yeah, just guess one. Just
communications.
Guess. Hey!
Wow, that was a legit guess.
There you go. It was a legit correct guess. So your final score is 20. No, it is not double digits because you got that last question. The final score is 23 for Miranda. And 15 for Patrick.
Viva la raza! I lie, I cheat, I steal. I lie, I cheat, I steal. Yo, mama, see.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's bigger than ever. Stronger than ever. Forever. Rocky loaded, yo loaded, show loaded. Show, yo, and Rocky, we about to make Roppongi 3K. Transform and optimist so properly, bigger than Gundam bodies, so stop the light. Showing yo, they hit the room. The crowd blacked out, can you feel the boom? Causing more chaos in a typhoon. Future fried wrestling served to you with a spoon. Roppongi 3K, 3K, 3K. Roppongi 3K, 3K, 3K. Roppongi 3000 is on the way. Rock your show and yo, to save the day.
Okay, somebody's gotta know what this one is. Like, somebody's gotta know what this one is. Miranda doesn't know what this one is, based on the look on her face. Patrick?
I'm just trolling because, you know, you made me play a game show.
Are you boycotting the rest of the show? Like, I'm not doing this anymore.
Rocky Logan. Yo Logan. Show Logan.
Show. Yo, and Rocky. We about to make Roppongi 3K.
transform an optimist, so proper leg, bigger than Gundam body, it's a slopper leg, showing yo they hit the room, the crowd blacked out, can you feel the boom, causing more chaos in the typhoon, future fried wrestling served to you with a spoon. Roppongi 3K, 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 Roppongi 3K, 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 Roppongi 3000 is on the way, rock show and yo to save the day, Roppongi 3K, 3K, 3K.
I mean, I'm just not your trained monkey. I'm not going to make you say it. I'm not going to do it. You don't own me.
Hey, yo.
Okay. Play the K bit, too. Play the K bit. I'm begging you.
Ooh, I do love the K.
Awesome!
Thank you.
I came to.
Okay.
There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.
I came to. Okay. Okay. Okay.
That is really good. I haven't played in a while. That's some of my finest work right there.
You did well.
Someone else's finest work. All right, moving on to the next portion of the program. Last week, two different occasions, we attempted to put up our Mount Rushmore of pro wrestling. Did not happen. By the way, I just checked to see if we're recording, and we are. So I'm very happy about that, because wouldn't that have sucked? Like really, how bad would that have been if I was like, oh, shit, we haven't been recording?
Best internet Miranda's had in a decade, and you'd blow it? That would have been rough.
Yeah, what a jerk.
Do you even have internet like a decade ago? Like, did you just have, like, did somebody hold like an antenna and like hamsters running a wheel or something?
I mean, dial up, right? Dial up is still right?
You guys know how to party.
Okay, so we're gonna redo the Mount Rushmore of pro wrestling, but we're gonna change it because here's the thing. One of the shows that is nominated for Trio of the Year is the Badlands podcast that has recently joined the Chairshot Radio Network. And they do Mount Rushmore like every single episode. If they have a guest on the show, that guest puts someone on the Mount Rushmore. They update their Mount Rushmore standings. They do random Mount Rushmores. I saw they did a Mount Rushmore of what they called sandwich filling, which is just the stuff on a sandwich because they're British, so it's called sandwich filling. And so I don't want to change that. So we are going to do the Mount Chair Shot of pro wrestling. So the only difference is that there's five. We're going to put five people on our Mount Chair Shot, and then we're going to develop our own Mount Chair Shot as we did that last Wednesday, and no one heard it. And I think Patrick whined because I made a rule in the middle of that as well. So this time that rule will be there from the beginning. And actually that rule that you whined about won't be there at all. So we are going to put people on our Mount Rushmore. And so first what I want to do is let us share with everyone who was on, I said Mount Rushmore, who was on your Mount Chair Shot. Now remember, you got to do five. And I warned you guys yesterday, so you're prepared for this. You got to do five. So, Patrick.
So real quick, just to make sure. So you said you took the rule away. So it's,
yes.
Hey, stop it.
First of all,
five people.
I took the rule away. The rule was only for the ending activity last time. Your Mount Rushmore was fine last time. I didn't make you change your Mount Rushmore.
Just making sure you're not going to change the rules again.
Awesome! I came to...
Okay.
Shut up!
Okay.
All right. So, my Mount Rushmore... So, the four from last week that I didn't pull anybody off the board. So, that was Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Vince McMahon.
Hulk Hogan. Triple H. And, oh shit, I forgot the fourth. Ric Flair. No, just kidding. Ric Flair. And then I'm going to really go off the wall on this last one, because I think there's a real case for this. But Sam Mushnick, who NWA territory days in the 50s, like he was the guy who held the NWA together. So for those of you who don't know who he is, pretty big deal before the WWE.
All right, so there you go. That is Patrick's Mount Chair Shot. Miranda, your turn.
My original Mount Chair Shot, the four people that I originally picked was Bruno Sammartino, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Ric Flair, and The Rock. The fifth wrestler that I'm going to add to my mountain is The Undertaker.
Very good. I don't think anybody can argue with any of those. My Mount Chair Shot from last week was Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, The Rock, and John Cena. And since I'm adding number five, I will add Stone Cold Steve Austin to my Mount Chair Shot. So now we're going to develop our own list of five. And we may do this with other topics in the future, but we're gonna do it this way for starters. And so here are the rules. Patrick, pay close attention to the rules now so you don't have to complain about them
later.
Yes, when I change them later, you will know I changed it because you paid attention to the rules. We're going to start right now. The mountain is blank. There's no one on it. We're going to get up to five people. Simple rules. Everyone has to add at least one person. So of the five, we each have to have one of the, we've put one of them on the mountain. And during this process, everyone has to remove one person at least once. So one removal and one addition from everybody at some point during this process. So maybe be strategic about who you add when. And now if we have five people on the mountain and say it's my turn and I have yet to remove somebody, we cannot stop right there. I have to remove someone even if I don't want to. So that is, them's the rules. And you know, I stick to the rules.
I got one other question. For the folks that we've doubled, no, it's a, don't do that. Don't be that guy.
No.
For the folks that we doubled up on, so like, you know, like you and Miranda both have Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Right.
Can like Miranda put it on, put Stone Cold on, but if I pull Stone Cold off, can you still put Stone Cold on because he's
no.
on your list too?
Our five lists or our list of five mean nothing in this activity. We don't have to put those people on. We don't have to only pick from our five. Our five may not be all that's available in the end. We're putting together one overall big list. I wanted people to know our five, but now our five are wiped clean as we do this activity.
Got it.
The order of events will be Miranda, Patrick, Greg, and that's how we will proceed. And we'll just keep going in that order until we have our five. Everyone has added and everyone has subtracted. Any questions?
So, no.
Okay. No. Then you get to go first.
Okay. I'm going to make this easy because we did this last week. We had a really good discussion. And this was actually the last person that we talked about, I believe, in this discussion that's in the vault that no one will ever hear. But one that was very unanimous for all three of us, and that's Ric Flair. I mean, he really revolutionized professional wrestling to the point where it's, His character work, his wrestling is really still influential today. So I don't think, you know, there's any argument from any of us that Ric Flair deserves to be on this mountain.
Just remember strategy. We've got to remove people. Just pointing that out. Patrick, your turn.
Well, what's funny is because I'm going to add somebody that I know Miranda will be all too eager to pull off because she loves him so much. But a lot of what she said about the Nature Boy Ric Flair can also be said about Terry Bollea, Hulk Hogan. You don't watch wrestling today if Hulk Hogan isn't what he was in the 80s and transforming professional wrestling into a national and worldwide entity. And there's very little that can be argued against that. And I don't see whether you like the guy personally or not, whether you like who he is as a human being. And I don't. I think he's a terrible person. But his character and who he was and the influence he had on the business is undeniable.
All right. So Patrick Goodout has added added Hulk Hogan. We are now at Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan. Spoiler alert, I'm adding The Rock. The Rock is the biggest star in the world, pretty much. He came from the world of pro wrestling. Even if his overall impact, by the time he's all said and done, will probably be as president of the United States. But he is currently the biggest star in Hollywood, the most money-making star in Hollywood. I got to put The Rock on Mount Rushmore. So we have all added one person. So our addeds are good. We still each have a subtraction that has to be done, as well as more additions, obviously, until we get to the final five. So Miranda, it's back to you.
Yes. And yeah, Patrick predicted the future because I'm going to take off Hulk Hogan. Because, and this is an argument that I made last week as far as, yes, I may not personally like the man, but I also think that in influence, The Rock has surpassed him. Just being that crossover star, he is now one of the biggest superstars, actors in the entire world. And Patrick made a point, not this week, last week, keep referencing last week, to a conversation that nobody knows about. That never happened. But talking about how, you know, Hulk Hogan is synonymous with professional wrestling. When anyone hears about it or talks about it, the images of Hulk Hogan is what a lot of people thought of for many, many years. But I think that happened until The Rock. And now The Rock is that crossover star. And now in ways that people used to think of Hulk Hogan, people think of The Rock. And so, and he did it in a much shorter span. A lot of the wrestlers after Hulk Hogan did it in a shorter span. I think some of that is part of the environment and the landscape of wrestling after Hulk Hogan, but I just think that there's other people on this mountain that now have a bigger influence than Hulk. Sorry, not sorry.
I mean, without Hulk Hogan, there wouldn't be The Rock.
You don't have a Rock. But you're that's welcome. Okay.
But hey, it's her turn. She got to make a removal.
That's her call.
Hogan's off the mountain. Ric Flair and The Rock still on it. Patrick her down.
By, you know, claiming popularity though. Anyway, no, I kid. I'm not going to remove anybody just yet. And you know, when I was saying, this is kind of tough. Because I think that our list in general is fairly recent. And that's a little bit of a challenge for recency bias, but I am going to put another guy on there that I think will get taken off at some point, but I really believe this. I believe that this guy is the future of pro wrestling in terms of he recognizes and is building the future of pro wrestling as we know it, particularly in the WWE, and that's Triple H. Yeah, I'm going with another off my list. There's a reason that he's the guy behind NXT and the face, the face that's pushing NXT. And it's because he's been the one who's really made that his baby and recognized that talent and made it the future that it's going to be. He's going to take over the company when Vince is done. It's going to be Triple H's world soon, and we're all going to be living in it. And he's another person. He's been in the business since the late 80s and has both a good meld of the old school philosophy, but also I think has a good mind for the future of the business, is why we have what we have now.
All right, so Triple H is on the mountain. So right now on the mountain we have Ric Flair, The Rock, and Triple H. It is my turn. I am going to add Stone Cold Steve Austin to the mountain. So thus far, neither Patrick nor I have removed anybody, so that's still coming. But I'm going to add. So right now on the mountain we have Ric Flair, The Rock, Triple H, and Stone Cold Steve Austin. Miranda, you can add a fifth, or you can remove one of the four that are on there. Even though you've had your one mandatory removal, there's no maximum on the removals.
Oh. Well, there's no one that I would remove. I would like to add, in talking about recency bias, someone that is a callback to wrestling's roots, and that's just Bruno Sammartino. I know that, you know, you just mentioned that, you know, people like The Rock and Austin wouldn't be there if it wasn't for Hulk Hogan. But I think that a lot of wrestling just wouldn't exist in its purest form without Bruno Sammartino. The popularity of it, the structure of it, it would be very, very different, if not non-existent. So I like to really do a call back to kind of a deeper history of professional wrestling and add Bruno.
All right. So we've got five people on The Rock. We've got Ric Flair, we've got The Rock, we've got Triple H, Steve Austin, and Bruno Sammartino. Now, this is where the rules may somewhat impact the final result, because the rules state that if we get to five and removals haven't been used, removals have to be used. So, Patrick O'Dowd, you have no choice but to remove Flair, Rock, Trips, Austin, or Bruno.
So, Miranda, I love everything you said about Bruno Sammartino.
But he gone.
He was amazing. But he gone. And here's why. I do not disagree with his place as a historical wrestler in the city of New York and in the region in the Northeast. He was not necessarily the nationwide champ. And actually, it's funny, the guy that I would think of in his place that none of us mentioned would actually be more of a Luthez, who was all over the country, again, because of the NWA. And it's a different era. But Bruno's a New York guy. And that's really about what he was. And so while he was huge in the annals of the WWE in New York, I don't see him as kind of the same nationwide figure that other guys from that era were.
All right. So Bruno Sammartino was off Mount Chairshot. It's my turn. I have the freedom to add or remove somebody from the list. So I'm going to add, which means I still have to do a removal at some point, John Cena to the list. John Cena carried the company into the modern era, and he probably, I don't know if he'll ever get his due historically. I'm sure he will years from now, but I am going to put John Cena on the list, which means we're back up to five. Ric Flair, The Rock, Triple H, Steve Austin, and John Cena, which means Miranda has to remove somebody.
Yes, and I know you said that this person will be remembered in history maybe years from now, and you're right, because I'm taking off John Cena. I think it's just, and I respect John, I really do, and you are right, he's brought the company into a modern era, but I think that when I look at everybody else on this Rushmore, I can sense their impact a little bit more, and maybe it is just, again, a recency bias. We're still too close to John Cena and his impact, so we can't really see it in depth. But I look at everybody else and I just feel like, and this could be me. I get it. I grew up in this era with these people, so I have a lot more sentimental value to that. But that's the thing. I as a fan have more sentimental value to everybody else on this list except John Cena. And I think there's a big fan base that's just the same thing. And hopefully now that John is pursuing other ventures and career paths, people are going to miss him enough where it, you know, there's no argument in the future. But if I had to take someone off, it's got to be John.
All right. John Cena is off the mountain. Patrick, yes, we can't see him. We can see you. Patrick, it is your turn. You can add or remove.
Oh, gosh. I'm gonna bring us down another person.
Okay.
And here's the thing, is it's the eternal question that existed in the late 90s, early 2000s. That's The Rock or Austin?
Mm-hmm.
The Rock or Austin? And this is going to make a lot of you fans out there very angry, because it's always a polarizing discussion. The Rock has transcended farther than Steve Austin by any stretch of the imagination in any metric. And I love Steve Austin. I love Stone Cold. But I think at the end of the day, if I were to pick a guy from the Attitude Era and kind of that transition into Cena, for me, it's The Rock. And a lot of it has to do with what Miranda talked about earlier, about what he's done, not only as a performer, but since. And he's coming back, and the way he's come back in recent years as well. For the company. So I'm gonna keep The Rock, and I'm gonna pull Steve. Pull off. Tough. I can't believe I did it.
Tough decisions have to be made. Tough decisions have to be made. So we're down to three: Ric Flair, The Rock, and Triple H. And I still have not removed anybody.
It's true, you haven't.
Yeah.
Is it time?
No, that's not time. Wait a minute. I'm just mathematically, like, this could go all night.
We run out of names eventually.
Yes,
that's part of the.
That's
part of the activity. So between Ric Flair, The Rock, and Triple H, I would have to remove Triple H. So I will remove Triple H from the list, leaving us with Ric Flair and The Rock.
Wow!
But now everyone is done. So now it's just adding and removing as you will until we get to our five.
So clarification, when we pull them off, are they off for good?
They're off for good. When they're off, they're off.
Okay.
Can't put them back. Sorry, I thought that was implied. My bad. I should have stated that earlier. I thought that was implied. Yes.
I'm going to throw kind of a wild card out there.
Did you?
I wasn't ready for that.
You're gonna, yes.
I'll get there. Maybe. Where'd it go? What? There it is.
Wild card, bitches! Yeah!
This was someone who wasn't on my original list, but when thinking about, again, people that you've already mentioned that is completely off, someone who's still really currently relevant and someone who has transcended wrestling for many, many years, has evolved and has managed to stay relevant, which is a really big challenge, is Chris Jericho. I really admire how much he's been able to evolve characters and styles. I know he can be a polarizing figure in it of itself, now with his transition to AEW and what it means for the wrestling landscape, but he's still here and he does have an influence on wrestling, from when he started as a cruiserweight all the way up to now. So I greatly admire it, and it's really a fascinating story about longevity in professional wrestling.
All right, so we are up to three. We now have Ric Flair, The Rock, and Chris Jericho. Patrick, your turn.
Okay. I'm not going to just start adding new names to a list that I was told to pre-generate. Cheater. Right? But what I am going to do is I am going to pull a name that I just think without question belongs on there. Again, whether you like the guy or not. That's Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon completely changed the game entirely. Destroyed, you know, and just call it what it was. He destroyed the territory system of professional wrestling. He was the first person to truly make professional wrestling on some level, whether you like the WWF, any of that stuff, and that style of wrestling. He took it to a level that was unheard of. That is why this business is where it is today and is the way it is today. Without Vince McMahon, AEW doesn't have a company to hate. And I think that, you know, that gets on, like, this dude has been such a visionary for so long and has really taken, he's the business. He is the business, in my opinion. And I don't understand either of you if you remove him.
Okay, well, my turn is next. So, and I could remove him if I wanted to. So, Ric Flair, The Rock, Chris Jericho, Vince McMahon are currently on the list. If I add to the list is done. If I remove from the list, then we're back down to three. And Miranda and Patrick could finish the list off if they wanted to. I am going to add to the list. Therefore, the list will be finished. Here's
dun, dun, dun.
I could literally add anybody I wanted, and they'd be on this Mount Rushmore-esque thing. Like, I could, if I really wanted to, like, I could.
Yeah.
You know? If I wanted to. If I wanted to.
This is my yard now.
Hell, if I wanted to.
Hey, yo.
Like, I got all kinds of options. I can do, everyone knows this.
Damn.
Like, there's so many people that I could put on there, but I am going to steal from Miranda's list. Because I believe it was Miranda's list. I could be misremembering. Either way, and I am going to put The Undertaker on Mount Chairshot, therefore completing the activity. We now have Mount Chairshot is full. Five people. Everyone has added. Everyone has removed. Ric Flair, The Rock, Chris Jericho, Vince McMahon, and The Undertaker. And just to summarize for everybody, so Miranda added Ric Flair. Patrick added Hulk Hogan. I added The Rock. Miranda removed Hulk Hogan. Patrick added Triple H. I added Steve Austin. Miranda added Bruno Sammartino. Patrick removed Bruno Sammartino. I added John Cena. Miranda removed John Cena. Patrick removed Steve Austin. I removed Triple H. Miranda added Chris Jericho. Patrick added Vince McMahon. And I added The Undertaker. Again, leaving us with Ric Flair, The Rock, Chris Jericho, Vince McMahon, and The Undertaker.
All right, gentlemen, you have 3 minutes, and you better make it good.
We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. The clock is ticking, and we're in the clear. We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here.
So a few weeks ago, WWE did a draft, and we talked about the draft, and we complained about the draft, and the draft took place, and they said the rosters were going to be split, and now people are complaining because stars are appearing on different brands, and you've got the Revival on NXT tomorrow, and everyone's just complaining, but it's all done in support of Survivor Series, which is, of course, Raw versus SmackDown versus NXT. But here's my thing. Like, we got NXT TakeOver War Games, which is a takeover, and it's a loaded takeover, and you got Survivor Series, which, I mean, you know, the two elimination matches could be huge clusters because there's going to be like 15 people in them, but overall, like, I feel like we're in for a hell of a weekend that people are going to be pleasantly surprised by. What do you guys think?
I don't see why people are complaining about this. I think this is a really awesome way to incorporate NXT into, I guess, quote unquote, the main roster. I know that that idea now is a little bit more subjective because of NXT on USA, on national television. But I think this is just what the company needed to shake things up. And people have been fantasy booking this forever. And as soon as they decide to do it, it's like, oh, well, I want it, but I didn't want it like that. Well, too bad. That's not your call. I'm really excited about it. I do think it's interesting. I think Becky Lynch mentioned it, and it's been talked about as far as how it interferes a little bit with storyline continuity. As far as like all these people who technically hate each other in NXT are one day hating each other, and then the next night bonding together, working together to go up against their main roster. But it's pro wrestling. I mean, does it make sense? Don't let your pretty little head worry too much about it. Just enjoy the show. And I think both TakeOver and Survivor Series is going to be really, really good, especially Survivor Series. This is what it needed after so many years, I think, of being stale. This is, I think, just the jolt of energy it needed.
Patrick?
I mean, I have high hopes for both shows. I will say that you mentioned clusters. I am concerned that a 15-person match is going to be a cluster. And I hope that with those matches, they give them the time that they need to actually be good matches and not have one of those things where it's like rapid eliminations that like kind of mess it up. But yeah, I think that both shows have, as you like to talk about, Greg, lots of potential. That's a word you like to use a lot.
It is.
And so I think that, yeah, we could be in for a very exciting weekend. I hope we do have a very exciting weekend. I also hope this goes somewhere after Survivor Series. That's the only other thing I worry about is that Survivor Series happens and it's a one-off and we go back to the norm. We go back to the status quo, and I don't love that idea.
Yeah, I'm really excited for all three shows. I think all three shows are going to be great. To me, it's just nothing but it's been fantastic. I know people are complaining. They're complaining not because they've kind of blown the whole draft thing out of the water. They're complaining because it's WWE, and WWE is doing something, and people don't like it. And besides, we learned today that this guy's defending his title at Survivor Series. After competing in War Games the night before. How can you complain? It's like Tommaso Ciampa said to AJ Styles when he appeared on NXT, welcome to the main roster. All right, tell people where they can find you. Patrick O'Dowd, you did a great job sharing your handle on Bandwagon Nerds. Let people know where they can find you.
I did. You can follow me at Wrestling Realist on Twitter. That is at WRESTLNG. Did that for you, Greg. REALIST. And you also mentioned it. We started a new podcast. Is it going to be regularly posted? It's called Bandwagon Nerds, where I don't talk about any wrestling at all, just nerdy stuff. Is it going to go up
Mondays
on the same schedule that it is? So it's going to go up on Mondays. Give it a listen to me and Big Rick and David Ungar, not Unger. Apparently I spelled it and pronounced it wrong. So from henceforth, it's going to be fun.
You guys did bring up wrestling during the show on Monday.
Briefly.
But it was just to cite examples. And look, it's the wheelhouse. Right. I understand.
It's hard not to talk about wrestling.
Not on Twitter. She's the Twitterless heroine, but she's not the Instagramless heroine. Miranda, where can they find you?
I am at the hashtag Miranda, hashtag spelled out, on Instagram and Facebook, not on Twitter.
Nope.
That's fuck that shit.
That's right. I am on social media, sort of. I mean, the accounts exist. At ChairShotGreg on the Twitter, on the Facebook, and on the Instagram. Stuff gets posted thanks to the ChairBot. I do check it out occasionally. I think I logged on Sunday. Maybe I'll check it out tonight. Who knows? My life is better because of it. Brand new. Oh, by the way, head on over to thechairshot.com. Always use your head. Hardest hitting wrestling reviews, opinions, analysis. Lots of great podcasts. Check those out. If you're listening on Wednesday, later today, you can listen to the hashtag Miranda show. I have no idea what we're doing, and she probably doesn't either, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm just kidding. She probably does. I don't know. She's laughing, so maybe she doesn't. And, of course, go to thechairshot.com. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up your very own ChairShot t-shirt and do so in the style of Soft. Now, I got a new thing on the rundown there. A lot of shows, a lot of podcasts have a little something that's called The Last Word, which is where someone likes to get the last word in. I am calling this the F word, a brand new show closing segment from yours truly. We will see who gets subjected to the F word. There's a tweet that went out earlier, yesterday actually, by CM Punk, who mentioned it was weird catching up on 5+ years of wrestling, tagged a bunch of people. One of those people he tagged was the aforementioned Tony Khan. Now, Tony Khan decides to go out, and when CM Punk said no one was safe, Tony Khan replied and saying, "No one is safe? Sounds like a plane full of wrestlers in Saudi Arabia." That prompted good old Randy Orton to reply and say, "What's that whole thing about glass houses and stones, Mr. Tony Khan?" And of course, Tony Khan said, "I thought you only tagged me in your post when you were grasping for leverage." That article's a year old because he put out an article about his dad and it's about business claims made about my dad years ago. That's the best you can do. Nothing. Meanwhile, in the time since that was written, you used the N-word on Twitch. Randy Orton replied by calling him Jacksonville Dixie. And said, why else would I tag you? If I wanted to talk business, I'd call your father. And then hit him with the kissy face because Randy Orton is a god amongst men. Tony Khan, this week's The F Word is for you. Go fuck yourself for tweeting like that, Tony Khan. Come on. You're supposed to be the guy in charge of a multi-million dollar company. And you're going out and millennial tweeting Randy Orton? I don't think so. What did you guys think of the game show? I mean, I know Patrick was worried about the game show. What did you guys think?
It was fun.
I love playing the bad sport.
You did a good job playing the bad sport. You really did.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
I can be the heel every time you do a game show. Every time you do the game show, I'll heal it up.
And everyone will know because we're still recording. But yeah, it was good.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Oh, what about kayfabe?
But the music's playing. That's why I said to stay on after it was over. That's why I said to stay on.
Yeah, I got you.
Greg DeMarco Show.
Best in all his future endeavors.